News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Now, we are going to talk to your colleague, John Fardy, because it's time for this week's Boxed. Good morning, John.
Hi, Pat. Now, if you want me to talk about Everton's historic victory last night, I'm happy to do that as well. But I've also seen Ripley on Netflix, so we can do either.
Well, I saw the end of it and I wondered what had gone wrong for Liverpool. But it seems the Toffees were well up for it.
Oh, very much so. And it's kind of made us safe. But anyway, I guess I better move on. Ripley on Netflix. I'm not sure if you've seen it, Pat, but
I have seen a couple of episodes. And when I turned it on first, I thought, this is like a movie, a black and white movie from the 1950s.
Yeah, and I love that. And no, no disrespect to Netflix, because I'm a big fan of theirs, but we maybe don't often think of their TV shows being like art house Italian movies or something akin to Graham Greene's The Third Man. But Ripley is a lot like that. In case people don't know, it's loosely based on the novel, which was famously turned into the Auntie Mangella movie, The Talented Mr. Ripley. And it begins with a similar premise where Andrew Scott, who's in terrific form, plays a guy who sent to track down Dickie Greenleaf, who's a classic American abroad, whose father feels he's wasting his life. So Tom Ripley is sent to try and bring him home. But what Dickie Greenleaf's father doesn't realise is that Tom is a con man in essence and spends his days in New York bouncing checks and doing kind of low level criminality. And then he decides he's going to take his dad up on this offer to track down Dickie Greenleaf. But once he gets there and realizes what kind of life Dickie has, he wants part of this. So he inveigles himself into this life and all kinds of slow burning hell breaks loose.
In the first clip, he actually confesses to your man the mission that he's on.
So what's the plan? Rome? Sicily? I mean, you really can't go wrong, whatever you decide.
I brought you some things from New York.
What?
Some shirts and things, a robe. They're at the hotel. I have a confession to make. Your father sent me here to try to convince you to go home.
My father?
Yeah. And I told him I'd try, and I meant it, but I have no intention of doing that now. I completely understand why you'd want to stay here. Why anyone would. It's perfect. Why would you want to go back to New York?
He sent you, like, paid your way?
Yeah. But I'm going to pay him back. I'm not someone who takes advantage of people.
Not half you aren't. Now, we don't have too many spoilers, but this is a thriller. And the second clip, maybe you can introduce that in a moment, but things don't go quite as Dickie would like them to go.
No, indeed. And I don't want to give spoilers, but, you know, people will know from The Talented Mr. Ripley, there are plenty of dead bodies, let's just say. And that's not a spoiler, but it's 8 episodes. So clearly something has to happen. It can't be just Andrew Scott eating gelato and drinking cappuccino and, you know, Florentine squares or whatever. So lots of stuff happens. And it's, even though there's a slow pace to it, it becomes incredibly dramatic. Now, in this clip, some of the best moments in this as the series goes on is Andrew Scott opposite an Italian detective, not an actor I'm familiar of, who's in Italian and English, Maurizio Lombardi. He plays Inspector Ravini, and he appears to be just this pen pusher who writes down everything suspects say, but there's a lot more to him than that, and their scenes with him and Scott are brilliant.
I should have gone with him.
But you did not. So, what did you do?
After he left, I just stayed here.
Oh. All evening. All night.
Yeah? No. At one point I went for a walk.
At which time?
It was late. Around 1 or 2 in the morning.
1 or 2?
1.
You took this walk alone?
Yeah.
To where?
Just around the block.
Just around the block.
Do you think it could have been somebody he picked up?
That is something he will do.
There's nothing you found that points to that?
For instance?
He was robbed, you said.
It was robbed, you said. I did not say.
You don't say. Cat and mouse there.
Yeah, and there's some of the best scenes in it. And I want to convey, because I've made it sound like this kind of art house thing, and it does have beautiful cinematography and all that, but it is incredibly dramatic as well. And Ripley's growing, or he's working off an ever bigger pile of lies. And there are so many scenes where you think this is all about to come crashing down, and then it doesn't. And then it moves on to the next thing where you think, oh, he's done for now. So it is incredibly taught in a way that you mightn't expect from what I've said so far. And Andrew Scott is absolutely phenomenal. Like, people love him. He's Irish. You know, the hot priest in Fleabag, he was brilliant. In a movie earlier this year, All of Us Strangers, he was superb and should have been nominated for an Oscar, I think. But I think this might be a career-defining performance, because you don't know who he is for a lot of this. You don't know what his motivations are. Sure, he's a crook, but he's a kaleidoscope in this. There are so many things going on. It's brilliant.
And a thorough recommendation from you. What do you got on screen time this week?
There is a brilliant new Irish movie. It won Best Film at the IFTAs this week. And I think it's going to be kind of this year's on Colleen Kuhn, called That They May Face the Rising Sun, based on the John McGaher novel, his last novel. The director of that, the legendary Pat Collins. All the week's new releases, and comedian Anne Gildee on her favourite film.
John Fardy, presenter of Screen Time, thank you very much for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.